Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to 1-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from 1-stop-health-shop.com.
Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you would like to participate, you can call Robert at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL. And now, it's time to wake up! Thank you.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Anybody else as tired as I am of these vaccine stories? I mean, really tired. I am so tired of having vaccine mandate this, vaccine mandate that, DPT shot this, MMR shot that. Flu shot here, a flu shot there, everywhere flu shot. Who else is as tired as me about the vaccine stories? Super Don?
Robert, I believe you're suffering from something called vaccine fatigue.
Oh, now, Don, that's inappropriate. It's inappropriate in so many ways, not the least of which is the dietitians are probably going to get on you from North Carolina. Probably the American Medical Association is going to call you. Hey, you're diagnosing Robert Scott Bell with vaccine fatigue. How dare you? What are you talking about, vaccine fatigue?
That sounds so ridiculous, doesn't it? Vaccine fatigue. But believe it or not, this is actually a term that we have seen for the first time as of yesterday, that they are actually saying that people are suffering from vaccine fatigue. And it's not what you think. It's not fatigue from getting vaccines.
Yeah, it is. It's true. The Associated Propaganda, Helen Branswell from the Canadian Press writes, free flu shot program missing under Tuesday. See, they're trying to explain here. They're trying to explain here the reason why less children are getting certain vaccines. So what can we fix? This must be a new disease. This must be a new ailment. Yes, it's vaccine fatigue. It may be to blame as to why these under 2-year-olds, these 2-year-old children already vaccine fatigue, which one shot would send them into vaccine fatigue potentially with all the stories we've had on the air here as we're leading into the Autism One conference, Don. I mean, man, oh man, the story yesterday from Karen, what a heart-wrenching story of her child like this. And here we're talking about fatigue. If it were only fatigue, right, we could recover from that. But the devastating impact of these vaccines, if there is a true vaccine fatigue, and it isn't really about the stories. No, I'm not tired of I wish we didn't have to cover them. But the reality is, yes, this vaccine fatigue is an interesting story, because what they're acknowledging here is that there's so much push, propaganda, push. Get your kid vaccinated. More vax. That even the parents that still believe in vaccines are maybe, according to this, exhausted. And they're just wiped out. I can't bother. It's too much already. It's overplayed their hand.
When I saw this article, the first thing that I thought was, it's a side effect from getting vaccines.
You would think.
Vaccine fatigue. Yeah, and then I read it and I find out, no, this is just them saying that the reason why little kids are not getting the vaccinations that they, quote, should, is because parents are just worn out from being told, well, okay, now you got to come in and get this one, and wait a minute, now next month they need to get this one, and these three here, and parents apparently are just going, you know what, the heck with this, I'm tired of having to schedule an appointment every 3-6 months and get yet another vaccine.
It's kind of like if you have a teenager, right, and they don't like to listen to you telling them all the time what they have to do. And they get fatigued by hearing the same thing. Yeah, mom. Yeah, dad. And then they tune it out. And so the parents are now, which have been treated like little children by the medical establishment and the pediatric community, saying, bring them in for the well baby visits. Let's be honest about what this is. We've covered it. This is an obedience training for parents to get them used to vaccinating their children early on. Or what happens? They never come in. Remember we covered that story?
That's right. And that was an actual quote.
Yep.
That we have where I forget who it was a doctor or some health
somebody on the inside
was saying the reason why they have parents do this is to train them so that they are used to bringing their kids in to get their vaccines when they are told to do so.
Right. My baby's healthy. I'm keeping them away from doctors. Vaccination rates among children aged 6 to 23 months is very low, quote now from the article, and has been since Ontario started offering free flu shots for all. This is according to a new study published last Monday in the journal Pediatrics. Ontario's universal shot program began in 2000. So, you know, the Canadians like to say, America, you guys are dog squeeze. And in many ways, the American government just, I'm not even going to say what I want to say. But the Canadian government, not without its faults, you Canadian listeners here, universal vaccination. This is what you get with socialized medicine, more acceptance of the need to basically pool all the resources of all the people to target your little kid like it's a pincushion. The rate of toddlers who were fully immunized for flu from 02 to 09 never topped 10%, according to the research, from a high of 7 to 9% in the three seasons following the SARS outbreak. Remember severe acute respiratory syndrome? The rate slipped downward to 4 to 6% in the latter part of the study period. Now, this is a good sign in my mind, but of course, they're all freaking out. It's like, wait, how are we going to – our progress? How are we going to capture these little ones? And we're not making good progress. That's what they think. And I'm encouraged by this to think that the parents are either getting smart or vaccine fatigue is going to save the children, ironically. The side effect of not the vaccines, but of the vaccine propaganda. So it's an interesting twist on this, Super Don. Think about this. When we looked at the story at first, you're right, we looked at vaccine fatigue. They're acknowledging a new side effect of vaccines. It's like, no, this is the effect of their propagandizing for vaccines. How appropriate.
Yes. Well, you know, they've always got to coin another term that we get to talk about on the show. But it is interesting that, you know, from our perspective, when we see a term that says vaccine fatigue, we automatically think about the effects of a vaccine. But in reality, this is just another thing that they've come up with to try and explain why kids aren't getting vaccinations. You know, I was thinking, Robert, I'm waiting for them to come out with a pill for vaccine fatigue. And I'm thinking, why can't we just use Cephalon's Nuvigil for vaccine fatigue?
Oh, yeah,
you know,
bring
for
that
people
up.
That are having trouble staying awake, or they're not alert or focused, we'll just give them Nuvigil to cure them of the vaccine fatigue and get them right back up and going and ready to take their kids in to get more shots. Of course, now wait a minute. The side effect of Nuvigil is sensing things that aren't really there. So I don't know. Maybe this might cause some complications. You know, as they're on their way to the flu shot clinic, they might make a wrong turn or something.
You know, that could explain what doctors are doing and why, because they're probably already taking Nuvigil because they're seeing things that aren't there, like vaccine deficiency diseases that don't
exist.
You mean
they might be sensing that the truth isn't there? Maybe that's why.
Yeah. Well, they do have truth deficiency diseases there in the medical community, no doubt. And, you know, if you think about fatigue also associates with depression, right? It's very rare that you see somebody who's depressed that's got all this abundant energy, right? You think about it. I'm so depressed. I've got too much energy. I'm so depressed. You never hear that. People don't say,
never.
I'm so depressed. There's so much energy. I can't stand. No, it's always the, I don't have any energy. I'm fatigued. Mm-hmm. I'm depressed, right? You see how they correlate? And so the vaccine fatigue, I hope it's not leading to more depression and would lead to more health or healthful things, because it's being described by the medical community that wants people in to get their shots. So it may not be correlated directly. But I bring up this fatigue thing because we got an important letter on the Robert Scott Bell Show website from someone who is desperate to address the issue of addiction, serious addiction. And of course, depression, addiction, these often go hand in hand too. You don't see many happy people, genuinely. I am high on life, Super Don, and I'm also addicted to heroin. Right? No, it doesn't work that way. You're high on life. You don't need heroin. You don't need a drug like that. You feel so good. So it's always trying to replace something that which is missing in our lives. And in fatigue, of course, we could say, yes, we're out of energy, but we can also say we are also low on glucose tolerance factor chromium. We could say that. We're also low on coenzyme Q10 for mitochondrial function, ATP, ADP, energy production in the cells. We can also say we haven't maybe, how about taking a walk in the park in a while? Have you taken a walk in the park recently?
You know, I have actually.
You have? Well, then you must have read this next article from Medical News Today. How is that? You're so smart.
Interesting how that works.
Listen to this. MNT. Remember all these things. It's so funny. When we cover Medical News Today, they're like 5, 10, 15 years behind us, the things we've been saying on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But we love it. We love being validated. Not that we need it or ask for the validation, but when it comes around, we're like, okay, see, we aren't so wacky. Well, we are wacky, we will admit. At least I do. But wacky in a good kind of way, in an empowering and healing kind of way, if that's possible. Here's a study off of Medical News Today on the category of depression. And we're going to get into, by the way, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Doc Harmony is going to join us from Costa Rica. We're trying to get a decent connection. It may be troubling, but we're going to do our level best, because I had a very interesting request on the issue of addiction, desperate help with addiction. And we're going to go to the rainforest of Costa Rica and a specific herb to deal with that. That's coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stand by. Also, this study here that we want to talk about. Another aspect of this is a nature walk, improving cognitive abilities for people with clinical depression. Now, I would think it's got to help with depression as well, because if it's going to improve your cognition, you're probably going to be researching and looking for ways to lift your own depression as well. And I think walking in nature, walking in a park, is somewhat uplifting. You don't often hear another thing like this of, Don, I just got back from walking in the park, and man, I was looking at those trees and the flowers and the butterflies, and it just got me bummed out. right?
Yeah, no. Yeah, you know, and we read – it's silly because we read these things and, you know, we look at this and go, yeah, you know, why is this significant? But, you know, there are some people, I guess, that just don't think about these things. But, yeah, I mean, think about it. Last time you were stressed out, and a lot of people, when they get stressed out or there's something going wrong, something like that, what do? Mm-hmm. They go for a walk. Yep. Get out of the house, you know, or go for a drive or something. You know, get outside, get out in the air, get out in the sun. And, you know, yeah, they actually did a study. And it's funny because they say in one of the first studies mm-hmm. to examine the effect of nature walks, it's like, pff, okay, you mm-hmm. know, but I think this concept, this treatment for, you know, depression has probably been around for thousands of years, millions of years, maybe. The cavemen went for a walk, right, you know, because they
get out of the cave, get some vitamin D. It's free. It's from the sun. But then again, we still have a culture that fears the sun. That's another problem here. Walking in nature may act to supplement. Isn't that interesting, the language they use here? I quote from the article, may act to supplement or enhance existing treatments for clinical depression. What do you mean? It makes Prozac work better, right? But then they always say, well, we are not sure. We need more research. More research to figure out what everybody else knows. Going outside, getting sunshine, smelling the smells of nature when you're not allergic to it, of course, like I used to be, is very uplifting. It's happiness inducing. It's a non-drug mechanism by which we can restore that connection to all creation. You know, this was the funny thing about the earthing. You heard about the earthing where people should take their shoes off and walk on the ground barefoot, right? And it makes sense because there's an electron exchange between the planet we inhabit. And I love to walk barefoot. I happen to live in an environment where I can a lot. But the idea is simply to just reconnect with nature. How good does it feel to be by the seashore if you can, or to be by the mountains, to be in a rainforest or any forest for that matter? What is it like to walk through the Redwood Forest? Have you been up the Redwood Forest or down where you are in Northern California?
You know, well, absolutely. Big Sur. Absolutely. When I lived in California,
it's inspiring.
Going out to the big redwoods, it's, yeah, amazing, amazing stuff, amazing, beautiful scenery out there.
Yeah, so this almost should have been a moment of duh, but I figure sometimes you miss the basics when we get really high-tech and complicated. Yes, we can increase our omega-3 essential fats, DHA and EPA, and yes, we would want to. We can even take the herb St. John's wort, which is known as Hypericum perforatum, that will help lift a little bit of the spirits. We've talked about many things over the years here, precursors to certain things. They talk about the L-tryptophan, which is also precursed by the 5-HTP when they had banned tryptophan, but now it's back on the market. I mean, there are a lot of amino acids that are talked about in Julia Ross's books, The Diet Cure and The Mood Cure. And we talk about the homeopathic options for depression, sepia, the inky juice of the cuttlefish. I mean, my goodness, how many natural things are there that we throw out this sort of semi-moment of duh that, oh, well, you could just go for a walk, get some sunshine, get some negative ions coming in after a rainstorm or by the seashore. Amazing that this is even news, but hey, it's good news, so we wanted to relate it. What else is good news? Well, Doc Harmony is about to join us. And we're going to talk about this herbal remedy out of Africa that's now being used around the world in addiction centers to detox you from major league addictions. It's called Iboga. And there's one particular area in Costa Rica where we're going to cover where Doc Harmony was at to address her issue. And she's going to be very forthright and candid about what she went through. I'm grateful for that. So anybody dealing with addiction, get ready. Tune in because we're going to give you some powerful healing options right here, right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being, and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. SHENTRITION.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
These days, entrepreneurship is everywhere. It's all around us. From food and beverage to restaurants to natural supplements and wellness products, electronics, internet, and high tech. If you own a business or want to start your own, then you need advice from the experts at Underground Marketing Company. Underground Marketing has clients from all over the world, a proven track record of success. For more info, please visit UGOCGM.com. UGOCGM.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco-Benefit in New York City and live-streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Many times people ask me, Robert, why don't you just do your show and then hush up, rest for a little bit? But no, I can't. I get asked to be on other shows all the time. And you know, the passion, the mission, the message of liberty, health, freedom, healing, all of that. It drives me. What can I say? It's all right. I'm all right with it. Occasionally I'll get some rest. And of course, last week I was on the Jerry Doyle Show. Also, Tom Woods interviewed me on the Peter Schiff Show. And off of that, man, we got a lot of play from that one. Some of the listeners were upset because I actually I may have mentioned homeopathic medicine. Some people freak out with energy. But in this case, there was a lot of positive support for being on with Tom Woods like there. And this one, I got a nice letter. Dear Robert Scott Bell, I heard you on the Peter Schiff Show this last week. I have a desperate question, concern, and I hope you can provide me with some insight. A member of my family is addicted to opium. He developed his addiction from taking the prescription medication OxyContin. When he could no longer afford the prescription brand drug, he turned to the black market. Today, he is currently enrolled in an outpatient facility, but every day he has to go through the clinic and take a dose of buprenorphine. I'll get that pronounced right one day. If he does not get his daily dose of opium, he has severe physical reactions and has to be stabilized in the ER. As you can see, this addiction is completely life-altering. I have no faith in the prescription drug industry to help him overcome this disorder. Do you have any recommendations? Oh, boy, do we. And by the way, here you go. FDA-approved drugs leading to addiction. It isn't the stuff on the street. It's what's happening that the FDA approves. Now, he's been doing, according to the letter, he's been doing a lot of research on his own, and he found information on Iboga, which is widely used around the world to treat heroin addictions, but illegal, of course, in the United States. We have considered sending him to Mexico to get treatment. We don't have a lot of money. It's a big factor. Thank you for your time and assistance. Sincerely, PMB. PMB, I got you. And we got Doc Harmony back on the line. She's in Costa Rica right now, and she's going to help us out with this question. Why, Doc Harmony, can you help us out on this Iboga question? You have direct personal experience, do you not, with Iboga?
Absolutely. I thank you so much, Robert, for allowing me to help this person. I went to the Iboga House in Costa Rica a month ago. Actually, yesterday was 30 days. And I went for severe depression, bipolar, and alcohol abuse. really tough to admit that one out loud, but, you know, as a naturopathic doctor, we're not perfect either, and I've thrown everything at it that I possibly could, amino acids, diets, exercise, gurus, healers, pick a modality, I tried it. Nothing worked. I mean, it helped. It kept me alive. It kept me being able to do what I do. But I can tell you, that whole hoopla out there that we are powerless over alcohol and drugs and mental disabilities is a lie. It's a lie.
Well, why do you say
a cure.
Why do you say that's a lie? Because a lot of people still cling to that idea that we're powerless. I mean, and the theme of this show, of course, the power to heal is yours. So obviously we're aligned in that. But why do you say it's a lie based on your experience?
Because we're not powerless, Robert. We're not powerless. The universe has everything out there to give us power. We are power. Our soul is power. Our spirit is power. And if people want to stay a victim and they want to be powerless over alcohol, drugs, and mental delusions, that is their right also. But I am here to tell you, not just my experience, but the hundreds of people that I've met that have gone through the Iboga House, and I've been starting to work with them, and their stories is amazing. They are not powerless, and they have conquered their addictions over Oxycontin, Suboxone, opium, alcoholism, heroin, cocaine, you name it, mental delusions, depression, bipolar. I have met more people that are the happiest, healthiest people, their lives are absolutely transformed. And if you were to say that they were powerless over these things, they would laugh at you, absolutely laugh at you, because there is no powerlessness when it comes to this. Iboga absolutely is a plant. It is the mother plant from Africa. It is the plant of all plants that actually heals you of your addictions, your depressions. Pick it, and you've got it.
Now, I understand that the Iboga House in Costa Rica, and there are other areas around the world, perhaps even Mexico, I know that's what they referred in this letter to me, Doc Harmony. And by the way, Doc Harmony, of course, Harmony Cone, the ear candles we use here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The issue of Iboga, which is a wonderful plant, and I've always said that the plant's creation itself has the answer or solution to every ailment, disease, including addiction. We just got to find the right ones, and we got to use it appropriately. Going to some place like Iboga House provides, let's say, an environment that it's not only about utilizing Iboga, which is a key element to this recovery, but there's focal point on detoxification, which is sort of like, that makes sense. You can't do one without the other to really be successful, because there's stuff floating around the system we got to get out.
Absolutely, and that's what makes Iboga House in Costa Rica, working with Magada and his staff, brilliant. And as a naturopathic doctor, it excited me, and I chose this place to go, Iboga House, because you cannot go mentally, emotionally, and spiritually if your physical body is ridden with toxins. And so the moment you show up, the first thing you do is you detox. And I promise you, you might think you have detoxed before Iboga.
Yes.
But as you lay there on Iboga, it's a 24 to 48 hour process, depending on, well, it actually can go 3 to 5 days, depending on how addicted you are, maybe to Oxycontin, Suboxone. There's a fella there the week before me on heroin and cocaine for like 20 years. My God, I don't even know how he lived. But it takes them like 5 to 7 days, obviously. But most people, it's a 24 to 48 hour process where you lay there and you literally feel this plant coursing through every cell, every membrane, every bloodline vein that you have in your body, just going through it. It's like, you know, that commercial, the scrubbing bubbles, and it's just going through your body and it's scrubbing away all the toxins. So if you have, let's say, Lyme's disease and your knees are crippling you, it's gone. If you have, I have the osteoarthritis. I mean, it except for one little area, is just totally eradicated. As I felt it going through my body and just cleansing it and getting rid of all toxins, it was simply amazing, amazing. And you do get sick, and you will vomit, or you will have diarrhea, or whatever the case. I passed out 4 times. I mean, just my body responding and going, okay, we're going to go into this, I guess, a blackout state, so that I can absolutely just detox and get rid of all these toxins. And 48 hours later, I woke up and came out of the detox I mean, wow. Amazed, transformed, and it was just exactly what I needed.
Harmony, when you went through this, now recognize there are what's known as DTs, or withdrawals from any of these medicines, drugs, even alcohol has that. So what you're describing would happen on almost any program, but there's something distinct and different clearly, and I want to make sure we understand what that might be. Also, that particularly because your experience was at Iboga House in Costa Rica, that you felt that there was enough support that you were never in any danger either, because a lot of people will be fearful of hearing some of this information. But recognize modern medicine solution is to put you on another toxic addictive drug to get you off of the other toxic addictive drug. This is quite different.
Absolutely. And the whole mentality to, you know, take a drug to keep down a drug or to get you off another drug is just like absurd. It's insanity. It's actually stupidity, but that's just my personal opinion. Here with these people, I went with a dear friend of mine who had been a heavy, heavy drinker for over 30 years at least, actually showed up drunk off probably three liters of wine and six shots of vodka, obviously went into a severe detox, and DTs, shakes, could barely walk, the whole nine yards. But the care and the attention that was given to him, yes, there is a doctor available. Obviously, the fella coming off of heroin, he used heroin before he showed up. I mean, he almost died before he even showed up. This is the nature of addiction. It's that fear, that desperation that kicks up and says, oh, my God, I better use everything that I can right now because how can I live without using ever? I mean, my God, this is impossible. I can't do it impossibly. And so they show up and they are. They're absolutely high out of their minds. And so, obviously, that doesn't help a detox situation, but it is a very safe environment. I did not feel like anybody's life was in danger. I felt like the care was impeccable. And the minute you show up and you don't even realize it, you are appointed a person that is your guardian angel. And they watch you and check you all through the whole process. They're constantly coming in, making sure you have water, making sure you have fresh organic fruits, making sure that you are totally taken care of and checking you and making sure that you're okay. So you are never in danger of any of these fear-mongering thought processes that big pharma and these big addiction centers want you to believe that, oh my God, it's impossible to go cold turkey. No, it is possible. It is absolutely possible, and it is absolutely the preferred method, because once it's done, once you have the Iboga cleansing you and detoxing you, once you get the support and the good nutrition that you need, then the body can heal itself.
Mm. We're talking with Doc Harmony from Harmony Cone. She's gone through the addiction protocol utilizing Iboga down in Costa Rica at the Iboga House, and we've got the links up. Actually, why don't you let everybody know what the link is to the website so they can explore this further, and we're going to talk some more about your experience there. Go ahead, Doc.
It is www.ibogahouse.com.
Very simple, ibogahouse.com. We've got it linked up in today's show notes at robertscottbell.com. Doc Harmony's helping us out here because had a great question that came through, if you're just tuning in, from a listener of the Peter Schiff Show. I was interviewed by guest host Tom Woods, and the questions have been coming ever since then. And this was a fascinating question about a family member with severe opium addiction and running through the pharmaceutical mill trying to come off of it. So we wanted to talk about, how is it possible that an herb can do this, much less one that is illegal in the United States, per usual, the freest country in the world, banning the things that could be the most helpful to us in the world. So that's what we're dealing with here. And, of course, down in Costa Rica, it's not the only place. But what have you heard? Obviously, your experience with Iboga House, they probably know that Iboga is available in other parts of the world. But experiential differences, any stories that come back to you about the differences out there?
Yes, Robert, I do believe that there is a big difference between the Iboga House in Costa Rica and the rest of the places. The one thing that I experienced and also sharing with other people that have attended the Iboga House in Costa Rica and have been to other places, Mexico in particular, is that the spiritual experience that Costa Rica offers through their Iboga House is simply amazing. I have to say that this program is absolutely a program that works with the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. You have a 13th generation shaman from Africa who was inspired over 15 years ago to leave his tribe in Gabon, did not speak a word of English, and came to New York and went straight to the drug dealers, the streets of New York, and began healing everyone. I mean, this is a person that, I mean, what courage, what determination. I mean, he just listened to the spirit. His whole family thought he was crazy. I mean, they're like, you have a great job. You're doing really well. Why are you leaving? You don't even speak English. Here's a person that is led by spirit, came to the United States, and was healing people, just anyone that came to him.
Well,
and this shaman is so incredibly gifted.
Doc Harmon,
I think the difference that is made is that... Go ahead.
No, I was saying, Dr. Harmy, I'm just so fascinating, this backstory. I didn't even know this as we're talking about it, but I want to get further into it. Can you stick around for one more segment?
Sure can.
All right, we're responding to a listener question about addiction, overcoming addiction with an herb known as Iboga. I've got Doc Harmony on. She experienced it firsthand going through the Iboga house in Costa Rica, helping all those with addiction today. Right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. More after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
Who has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell. Bell. Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're talking with Doc Harmony this hour with the issue being addiction, how to overcome it. In fact, nature has another solution, another answer, and of course, human government, American government, has seen fit to ban it. So you actually have to leave the shores of the freest country on the planet to get healed. Is that a little bit embarrassing for Americans out there? I mean, it would be for me as well, except I understand our government's been hijacked, taken over by corporate drug addicts, if you will. But that's another story right now. Good news. Doc Harmony, Harmony Cohn, she was talking about the experience she had at a Boga House at the, let's say, this addiction facility that's helping people to detox and overwhelm this addiction in very short order, four short steps, so to speak. She's gone through the program in response to a question, a new listener coming off of the Tom Woods interview with me on the Peter Schiff Show. We want to continue discussion of it. And if you missed anything, go back and re-listen. But right now, Doc Harmony, you were talking about this shaman from Africa bringing this. He went to New York to actually heal people that were hooked on drugs. This is outrageous.
And actually, you're right. It is outrageous. It's unbelievable. I mean, here is service at its finest. Here is someone who is gifted and inspired and has something actually to help other people that is out there helping so many thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of people. And it's just amazing listening to his experience. But what's more amazing is just being around his energy and with, you know, being at his Iboga house and being a part of that atmosphere. When he talks about making life choices and changes, and we've all heard the phrase, trying is not doing, just do it. And it's those little phrases, you know, just be free, just, you know, get a target, be focused. We've all heard these cliches. We've heard them a million times. But what makes Iboga so amazing and so powerful is the intention that this shaman, Maganda, he sets. And it's not just about receiving this mother plant, which is absolutely amazing in itself, but it seems to be, it is amplified by the intention of him delivering that herb, that plant to us, to his people. And what is so amazing about it is that you go in there with an intention. I don't want to use opium anymore. I don't want to be depressed anymore. Some people go there just for spiritual awareness. There was one lady there when I went that she just was looking for her soul. She never felt connected. So her intention was, I want to find my soul. And so everyone is there for their own personal quest. So when you receive Iboga and you allow it to go through your body, course through your veins to cleanse you and clear you. Once you're cleansed and clear, then the emotional and the spiritual aspects are highlighted, amplified, and you are focused. It's so amazing. You're never more focused. People that are ADD won't have anything on this. You know, it's just this whole concept of being able to stay focused on this one thought. Who am I? Where do I come from? Where am I supposed to go? Why do I hurt myself like this? Why do I feel that I'm not good enough? And I'm telling you that the answers that come are so clearly clear.
Yes.
They're just the answers that you've been looking for all your life.
Now, Doc,
and so then,
Doc Harmony, I want to ask you this because we have a lot of listeners that have a Judeo-Christian background. Some of them I can almost hear going, wait a second, I like the idea, and I know I read the Bible, and it says, you know, the food is the medicine, it's in there, and all of creation can help us. But they might be a little nervous about a shaman. I mean, you're not telling people that they're going to go down there and get converted to African shamanism. I mean, I just hear that fear in some people that may need this kind of help.
I agree. I mean, and you're right, and I hope that anyone in need doesn't have a closed mind, because this is not about religion. This is not about what you think is real and not real. I mean, this is about a plant that the Creator gave to us and is being given to us by a person that is so full of love, so full of happiness, so full of the desire to only serve you and your needs and to help you to become the best that you could possibly become. You want to fulfill your destiny? Take Iboga. Go and ask the questions. Go and figure it out. Go and he's not leading you. He's not going to take you down some path. He's not going to tell you what to do and how to do it. It's your life. It's your path. It's your question. So he's one of the most pure persons I've ever met that doesn't transpose his beliefs or his thoughts or what he thinks on you. Most people out there do that. Most religious people do that. They're like, well, yeah, you're right, but there is no but with a boga. You do it or you don't. You heal or you don't. The choice is all yours. What a boga does is gives you, it heals you somehow that when you hear these cliches, like I was sharing with you earlier, last weekend I was having the mental breakdown and my ego was just hammering me. It was just like, well, I thought you were cured. I thought you were fixed. I thought you were better than this. And look, you're nothing. It's the same rhetoric, the same negativity, the same destruction of my spirit and my being. And I'm sitting there just, and I don't want to cry because I don't want to feed into it. I don't want to be sad. I don't want to be negative. And I'm fighting and I'm struggling. And I'm sitting on my balcony and I'm looking at this gorgeous view of Costa Rica. And I'm like, why would I even be depressed? Why would I even be negative? There's the ego. Beat me up. Beat me up. Beat me up. And I thought about a boga. And I thought about it. I know this mother plant is in me. I know it's there. I know it has healed me. And I just kept thinking about the aboga. And I let it course through my body. I let it go through my spirit. I let it go through my soul. At some point, it was the most amazing feeling where all those old neurological connections, they just went pop, 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 and they were all broken. And right behind it, seamlessly, without me even knowing it, I didn't do it, were all the new connections just healing and becoming one. And all of a sudden, I couldn't believe it. I was just like, oh my God, I don't have to be this way. Wait a minute, I'm not this way. This emotional garbage, I don't need it. I don't even want it. It doesn't even serve a purpose. It doesn't even matter. And that was the miracle to me, that all this garbage, all this yuckiness, I couldn't even describe to you right now what I was feeling so negative and depressed and willing to toss myself off the balcony over, because it's not even there anymore. It's gone. It's so insignificant. That's what iboga does.
Beautiful. Absolutely. It's like you're bearing your soul to us here, and I really appreciate it, Doc Harmony, because so many people are in a situation where they feel like they're at the dead end. They don't know where to turn. What can they do? It isn't like you're now hooked on iboga, is it? I mean, you didn't actually physically take more iboga. You just kind of remembered the experience and literally described that to us, how you were able to regain your center.
Absolutely, Robert. That's the way you said it is exactly a perfect description. Finding my center again, remembering that experience. And no, I have not used a boga since 30 days ago. And I only used it twice. And that last week was only about going back into that memory and going back to those moments of just sheer connection with my soul and my spirit and becoming one again and going, I don't need that garbage. I don't need that anymore. And what is so amazing is that after just two times using a boga, the transformation and the way I feel, everything. And like I said earlier, I tried everything, amino acids, herbs, diet, vegetarian, not vegetarian, high protein, no carbs. I've tried other shamans. I've tried New Age. I've tried acupuncture, everything. But here's the thing. I believe that it's that connection, becoming centered, becoming one with yourself. How many people out there, like I used to be 25 years ago, using those heavy drugs, going and destroying yourself, destroying who you are because you're lost. Those people who are hiding on Suboxone and Oxycontin behind their pain and their fears. And it's all being lost. It's not being one with who we are and trying to connect with our souls and trying to connect with who we are and who we're supposed to be, who we want to be, who the famous question, what do you want to be when you grow up? You know, That is what iboga does. It helps you find yourself. It helps you become who you're supposed to become.
Right. Well, it sounds like we've got a nice option, especially for the listener that wrote in, but for many others out there. And I hear and I feel your passion literally coming through how fresh this experience is for you. And I apologize to everybody. There's a little bit of clipping on the Skype connection today, but I feel it's so important that we can get through it. And if you miss anything, just give a listen again to it. Doc Harmony, of course, with HarmonyCone.com, the ear candles that we utilize here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And she's in Costa Rica and went to Iboga House to overcome her issues with addiction, etc. And whether you're dealing with alcohol or other issues that are much more severe in theory or in actuality, we're not telling you to go, score some iboga and take it on the street corner. Obviously, there's a lot of complexity to detox process, a lot of care that needs to be happening. That's why I'm encouraging you to look at things like Iboga House, and we have the link up at robertscottbell.com. Now, Doc Harmony, for those that would be coming from America, may not have the kind of money that you would think you would need for this, is it outrageously expensive? Are there ways that people can actually save a little bit to afford this?
Well, I mean, to be honest, when you compare it to a rehab center, it's, I think, one-fifth of the cost.
Wow.
I mean, there is no comparison. Let's put it like this. If you spend $10,000 for 9 days and it changes your life, well, I'm sorry, where's the price tag? But what's amazing to me is that people will go and depend on their doctors and spend just as much money on Oxycontin, cocaine, heroin, their Suboxone, their therapists, their doctor bills, their rehabs. They'll spend 100 times more than what a Iboga House could possibly cost you. And I can't quote their cost because I'm not on their staff. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just giving you a perspective. I know from talking to other people there what their costs were was minuscule compared to my $60,000 tab 25 years ago.
Wow.
Minuscule.
Well, this
and
is,
the
yes.
results mm-hmm. are far. I'm so glad I went to rehab 25 years ago. I'm thrilled because now I can make that comparison. Back then, I had to fight them to give me attention. I had to fight them to help me. I had to fight them because they gave up on me. They're like, you're done. You're hopeless. It won't. There's nothing we can do for you. Oh, gee, thanks. And that's what the medical establishment does. It says, oh, really, they can't do anything for you. Because they want you to think you're powerless. They want you to be on another drug. They want to be able to control you and tell you what to eat, what to do, how to think when you go to their approved therapist. This is the exact opposite. You want power in your life. You want to get back your life. You want to become who you know you are destined to become. This is a solution. This is a viable solution. This is a miracle in a plan that is only waiting to serve you.
All right, Doc Harmony, we'll check it out. ibogahouse.com. Again, she didn't work for them, but you should based on the way you've described it. And I tell you what, I appreciate your willingness to help us out in that particular listener question. Just so timely, your experience to help others in this way. So check it out. Let me know any feedback you got out there. If you've utilized Iboga or been to anywhere that's helped you, I want to hear about it. Give me a call, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com. And if you want to learn more about Doc Harmony, go to harmonycone.com. Doc Harmony, always a great privilege and pleasure. How do you combine those two words to have you on board?
Oh, no, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right, now that we've conquered addiction. Okay, yeah, I know that's really easy to say. We've got lots more healing to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stand by as we cover it after this brief break.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
These days, entrepreneurship is everywhere. It's all around us. From food and beverage to restaurants to natural supplements and wellness products, electronics, internet, and high tech. If you own a business or want to start your own, then you need advice from the experts at Underground Marketing Company. Underground Marketing has clients from all over the world, a proven track record of success. For more info, please visit UGOCGM.com. UGOCGM.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City and live streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being, and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com.
In the health world through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks again to Doc Harmony. Always great to have her on board. It went a little long, but my goodness, not every day I can get her from Costa Rica, especially to talk about something so emotionally, in this case, uplifting, as you can hear her passion about this. And if this is something you want to check out, we've got the links up at the blog at robertscottbell.com. Remember, whatever your experience in life is, we just want to give you all of those options so you're empowered to heal, which is something that the docs sometimes don't want you. We got a story next hour about COPD and a story saying, hey, don't give him any information. He'll end up dead. And we'll talk about the opposite of that as well. Also, if you're dealing with depression, remember our good friends at Shentrition, Stephen Rogers, adaptogens, also helping us deal with the issues of depression, fatigue, etc. Detoxing, always a critical component. I mentioned the sepia. There are depression formulas. Go back and listen to some of the Healing Revolution segments here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We have done a lot on emotional states and depression as well, and thankfully all the archives are up at naturalnewsradio.com. By the way, you can enter your email address there when you're on naturalnewsradio.com, and you'll get 5 days a week when we're doing the show, the first to know what's going on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And, of course, you can come back, visit robertscottbell.com, and click all the wonderful links. We've got great sponsors that support our message of health freedom. Remember the sepia. Remember the omega-3 essential fats. And, of course, the iboga. You know, listen, go inside. Go in your heart and really contemplate on this. Meditate on it. Whatever. Pray on it. But you talk about the devastation of someone like the letter that sponsored or stimulated, I should say, our discussion with Doc Harmony. I mean, this is a spiritual crisis. This is not a small thing. And to go on the so-called methadones of the world, you know, get on one addictive substance to get off of another, oftentimes it reaches a dead end. And I mean emphasis on dead, D-E-A-D. So we want to see life. We're supporting life, cultural life here. And we believe the herbs of creation are the way to go. And, of course, the energy of those essences, of those herbs, also in the essential homeopathics that we've talked about, as well as even the flower essences, which I haven't talked about a lot. And that's something we can hit on a future show. Anyway, listen, I'm up against the break here. Super Don, we got a whole other hour of cool stuff coming up. Thank you, everybody, for being here. We've got an acne question, major league acne question we're going to get through, as well as some stuff on COPD and who knows what else. After this on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to 1-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from 1-stop-health-shop.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class.
The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining. Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour, there's good news for acne sufferers, as especially if you're wanting to get pregnant. There's a new drug by GSK, GlaxoSmithKline. We got to come up with a new name for them. It's this acne treatment that they approved. It's called Fabior. I wonder if it was inspired by Fabio.
Yes.
Fabior, given the green light, guess what, by regulators in the USA. Now, yesterday, didn't we have an Onion News update on the FDA just approving every drug that's out there?
We did.
This must have been one of them.
They wanted to go on vacation and just get it all over with, so they just approved all 314 that were waiting on the list.
Well, that explains this drug for sure. I mean, the FDA green-lighted approved GSK units Stifel Fabior Tazarotene. Tazarotene, almost like this. Almost sounds like a tarot card version of a drug. Yes, we've crunched up some tarot cards and sprinkled them into your acne medicine.
Tazarotene.
Very well said. Tazarotene. And it's a foam, and it's got 0.1% of this active ingredient. It must be pretty potent because they say it is not good for, that is contraindicated in pregnancy. Why? Because it might cause fetal harm when administered in pregnant women. And you're putting it on the skin, and it's going to go in and harm the fetus?
Oh, my goodness. Now, Robert, here, I got to ask a question.
Yeah.
Whenever you see something like this, this always burns me, because if you can't give it to pregnant women because it might cause fetal harm, mm-hmm. are you trying to tell me that if you're not pregnant, that somehow this chemical that was going to do fetal harm is not going to do harm to any other part of your body?
Am I
somehow missing something, that this chemical is somehow only targets
you,
a fetus?
You, my
it
friend.
It doesn't do anything else bad to the body, only if you're pregnant.
You, my friend, obviously have a different definition of safety than the FDA does. I'm sorry. I think you're a little bit too much of a nitpicker when it comes to this. In fact, they would probably dismiss you. And people don't get fired from the government, but they would fire you from the FDA for concerning yourself with something as silly as the safety to fetuses during pregnancy. Now, this is really a good point that you bring up, a very important point, that if, okay, let's say it harms a fetus that's developing. Supposedly, they talk about this so-called barrier, you know, in the developing fetus that you cannot get anything through. Yet, of course, we know heavy metals get through. We now know that this toxic drug from GSK, which was approved based on 2 phase 3 studies.
But, Robert, it's not toxic. It's only if you're pregnant.
Oh, wait a second.
Other than that, it's fine.
Wait, you just forgot your point. You made a good point. Now you forgot it?
No, I'm thinking, this just, maybe I'm wrong.
You just
maybe
want that job back with the FDA. I know. Please let me back in. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring up safety issues.
I mean to beat a dead horse. Sorry, PETA. But, it's like, this just kills me. And I don't know. We could probably talk for hours on side effects. Side effects piss me off because it's like, if there's a side effect,
by the way, one of the side effects,
something wrong.
One of the side effects is you can't urinate, so you wouldn't be pissed off then.
Oh, ha. Huh.
Yeah.
Yes. No. Okay. Thank you very
Listen,
much.
Listen, your point is very important, and that's why I keep trying to come back to it. If I wasn't so you're good on this. The thing is, when you talk about harm to a fetus, of course, it's developing baby develop into child develop into preteen to teenager. Of course, the younger you are, the more susceptible you are to the drug. So it would only be a logical conclusion to say, well, if you can harm a fetus, could you not harm a child? And who are these acne drugs targeted and marketed primarily to? Children, basically. Children with acne. You could say teenagers or preteens, but these are the people most susceptible to the toxic effects of any drug like this for acne. And of course, there are maybe worse ones, and we're going to talk about it momentarily because we just got an email letter into the Robert Scott Bell Show through the, I believe this came through the website, the Robert Scott Bell Show website. We appreciate everybody that, that puts it in there, and I appreciate your patience too, because every day we're getting more and more questions coming in on the Robert Scott Bell Show website, and occasionally the brave among you will call up our toll-free number at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. This one comes through, I think, BJ Orkman or Bjorkman. I don't know. It's an email address. But I'm an avid listener of the RSB radio show and have attended – I don't even know what show I do anymore. I must have not only vaccine fatigue, I have acne fatigue. Must be.
Yes.
Will I make it through? Yes. Oh, you know, I still haven't gotten my Shentrician in the mail. I've got to get on the Longhorn with them. I'm definitely feeling deficient. So we'll get that going. So I even attended your lecture at Long Beach, the Health Expo, the Health Freedom Expo. I am at wit's end with this. My daughter, 19 years, has recently developed severe acne. Now, that's interesting, Don. At 19, she recently developed it. So, you know, normally when you think of puberty acne, you think of it at the time of the changes from, you know, childhood, and you develop the adult features. Here at 19, this should be long past those initial puberty phases. So that gives us right. a clue.
Well, that would cause me to wonder if the acne she's having obviously is not related to puberty. So therefore, there is something else that is causing the acne.
I'm telling you, the Dietetics Association is going to come after you, Don. You keep this up.
Damn it.
You keep this up.
I'm shutting the blinds right now.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see here. It goes on. The letter goes, she eats well, and we have tried everything. Now, I love it when they say we have tried everything. I understand the sentiment, but when somebody tells me they've tried everything, it means that they haven't tried everything. Right? That's always the case.
They've tried everything they know.
Yeah, exactly. That should be I've tried everything we know. And I think that's the spirit of it. But some people will say, I've tried everything, and they'll really believe it. Like those that have put their kids on ADHD drugs, Ritalin, etc. Those are the people that we kind of have to call to the carpet for, that really haven't tried everything, but they're emotionally exhausted, and I understand that. But now the letter continues. Now the doctor is saying it's mandatory that she take Accutane to get rid of the acne, or she will be scarred for life. Super Don, what are you looking at? You're distracting me. Here I'm doing
a
story.
Sorry, there is a bee that has flown into the studio.
The buzzing of bees, that's a good sound.
I'm slightly distracted. I've got a thing about stinking insects. Anyway,
No, it's not coming after you. If you leave it alone, it'll leave you alone. Don't you know that?
Yeah, okay, besides, whatever you say.
Besides, one of the remedies for acne happens to relate to a honeybee. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah, Apis, A-P-I-S, because the sting of the honeybee, the welt of the honeybee, can mimic acne, the inflammation, for instance. So you can actually use the venom of the honeybee. So if you capture that honeybee, I'm not telling you to do anything with it, but you can milk it.
What?
No, you can get the venom.
Old MacDonald had a farm.
No. Yes, I know.
Milk a honeybee.
Right. I don't mean it literally, but basically you can take the venom from a honeybee, which is known as Apis mellifica, and utilize it homeopathically as a remedy for skin issues, inflammation, and even acne. Now, that's an aside. See how I can watch you get distracted, and I can find a way to tie it back into the topic. Do not try this at home, because you could get hurt.
You are professional.
You might get stung by something you don't want to get stung by. Oh, man, I don't know how I'm going to concentrate watching you worried about this bee buzzing around you right
now.
All
right, I'll pretend it's not there.
Yeah, put on your bee blinders. Yes. Okay, back to the story. They want to put this kid, this 19-year-old, on Accutane. They're saying it's mandatory. I didn't know there was mandatory. We talked about mandatory vaccines that aren't really. Can she claim religious exemption from Accutane? Or she will be scarred for life? No. We can deal with this.
I have never heard of that. Mandatory Accutane.
Either that or a drug called spironolactone, which is designed to lower blood pressure. Are they saying that
help your acne?
Her 19-year-old has high blood pressure acne? That's a new one. All right. She's very health conscious, according to the writer of the email, but afraid of being scarred for life on her face. Now, I understand that. Nobody that I know of, unless they're going into horror movies, wants to be scarred for life on their face. And, of course, that is why people are willing to basically risk their life to actually address acne with something like Accutane, something so toxic it can cause you to go into liver failure. Supernon vanity is a pretty powerful motivator, is it not? I mean, a lot of people will say, I remember, was it Billy Crystal had a character on Saturday Night Live a long time ago. I forget who that was. It's better to look good than to feel good, darling. Remember that?
Yes, I do remember that.
I mean, it was based on the idea of vanity. Of course, we all want to look good, whatever that means. And of course, every culture's got a different perspective on it. In fact, some cultures, I think some African cultures, actually scar their face on purpose. You know, and that's considered attractive. So recognizing that, you realize that the cultural phenomenon of having pearl-white, perfect skin is unique to perhaps a westernized culture, and it's not the reality for most people. But having said that, I just don't want to ignore a plea for help, especially one as seemingly intense as this 19-year-old girl who has suddenly severe acne. Now, we can only speculate, but you're right to say, hey, this may not be endocrine-related at first thought. It still could be, but when you're talking 19, is there some kind of toxic exposure that has occurred? Has there been some kind of dietary shift? Are there other environmental factors? We don't know the answer to that. Perhaps they'll write back and give us some more information. But I will say that in most cases of acne, there is definitely a microbial aspect of it. You know, there's inflammation of the skin. That's part and parcel to acne. But what we would want to do is downregulate certain inflammatory cascades while simultaneously eliminating, for instance, the microbial burden or presence. Now, in traditional acne treatments, they use something like benzoyl peroxide. Remember that, benzoyl peroxide?
Oh, for years, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing you can say about benzoyl peroxide, it's not typically via these Clearasil is going to send you into liver failure like an Accutane is. But if it's gotten so severe, it may be more than that. But I would say I would rather utilize silver. Colloidal silver or silver hydrosol topically here, because we know we can counteract directly on the surface of the skin the microbial presence that may be, you know, underlying this type of acne. Now, if it's a cystic acne, it can be pretty severe stuff going on under the skin as well. We don't want to ignore that. But from a topical perspective, to cleanse with the silver hydrosol and maybe even apply the silver gel, that could be going a long way to regenerating, downregulating inflammation, etc. Have you ever seen this used this way?
Absolutely. My kids swear by it. In fact, my teenage daughter carries a 2-ounce thing of the first aid gel in her purse, and she uses that, and it works like a dream.
On acne?
On acne, absolutely. Just a little bit of first aid gel, put it on there when you go to bed at night, wake up in the morning, it's already disappeared. It works well.
Oh, that's great. That's really cool. Yeah. Now, we would have to go into the internal working or milieu or environment of this 19-year-old girl to really look at, hey, what are we missing here? As the skin is a reflection of what's going on the inside, I also want to look at liver function. Now, we can make assumptions without taking, let's say, liver tests, because when you have elevated liver enzymes, which, by the way, they will at least check you once a month if you're on Accutane or these other toxic liver toxic acne drugs. By the time you see elevated liver enzymes, to me, that's well beyond the time that I even want to, I'm not going to say want to be dealing with you, but it becomes much more of a crisis. So we talk about the subtle forms of liver congestion. So I would put her on a homeopathic liver drainage detoxifying formula. And we talk about that on The Healing Revolution with Dr. Frank King, where, again, we've covered acne pretty intensely. So go back and listen. I apologize. There's so many shows now, Super Don. I can't even think of what's the date we covered acne. I don't know, but they're all there. It's searchable. You could probably search the word acne in the archive section, and you'll find it. Or acne on the
on the blog.
Yeah,
you can go to robertscottbell.com and just there's a search window in there and just search for acne, and you'll end up with a whole lot of stuff to look at.
A lot of times, yes, the links will take you there right there at robertscottbell.com. You can do that. Listen, we've got a little long on the opening segment here. I think I need to continue with this because there's some more things I want to say about the acne before we get to the COPD discussion, right? The chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, as they call it, or disorder, however you want to. It depends on what part of the country you're in, how you say it, what's your accent, you know what I mean? Jelly bean?
Yes. Yes.
By the way, no bug juice on the jelly bean. Remember they shellacked it with the additives?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, I can't eat jelly beans or drink Starbucks anymore without getting your daily allowance of bug.
Well, and ironically, there's another bug that you can use for acne. I'll talk about that.
All right.
After this, a homeopathic remedy. You'll want to hear about it. Teenagers are going to snicker when I tell you what it is, though. Stand by. Lots more to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show.
This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are we a superficial show here? We've gone superficial this hour, haven't we? All talked about acne, right? It's all about acne. No, but it's serious.
Well, you know, we're one extreme or another. We're either superficial or supernova, right?
That could be the way. Supernova.
Gone supernova.
Yeah, well, the energy here goes supernova from time to time. The superficiality here is very real because it reflects the inner workings of the body. And we don't want anybody to have to be scarred by acne. And so that's why I wanted to talk about this. And when somebody puts out a plea like we had from the listener, I definitely want to cover it. 19-year-old girl very concerned about severe acne. They're threatening her with liver toxic drugs. So we continue on. We talked about the silver. I mentioned, I think, some homeopathic remedies. I mentioned Apis, right, because you were getting chased by a honeybee, which you finally took care of. I wish you had milked it for the Apis, but that, never mind.
No, I couldn't find the nipples. Yeah, oh, I tried.
Yeah, where are bee nipples, right? Yes. No, it's always been about the bee's knees. It was never about the bee's nipples.
Yes, and they have neither, so.
Okay, well, all right, we'll pass on that. So where do we go? We've got some homeopathic remedies I want to let you know about. I did tease the fact that there was another bug involved here besides the honeybee, and it happens to be the Spanish fly.
Ah.
Do teenagers still know about Spanish fly?
You know, I don't think they do now.
Right.
I think we've dated ourselves a little bit by talking about it in that context, because that is something I remember as a kid.
Well, okay, you young whippersnappers out there, if you've got your dad or mom or grandparents are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you can ask them, hey, what is this Spanish fly they were just talking about? But it is an actual green fly from Spain, and it's very irritating. Very irritating. And that's why it can be. I'm not saying it's the primary remedy I would ever use for it, but it's called Cantharis. It's mostly used for urinary tract issues and, let's say, lower chakra dysfunction. I'm going to say it that way. Just in case there are young people listening, and we don't want to be offensive there. But there are some other remedies. As we talk about, I mentioned the liver. One of the key remedies, and a lot of these are in the acne formula that King Bio has homeopathically, but one of them is known as Nux Vomica. Nux Vomica, because often with acne you have digestive upset as well as liver upset, and Nux Vomica covers both. So homeopathic Nux Vomica is an excellent option for you. There's also something that purifies the blood, because let's say if your liver's not working, the blood is more toxic, so to speak, and then the body will try to compensate by throwing things out through the skin, and that could happen around the face. If you have active vascular focal points right there, you'll see a lot of that, and then so the toxins come out through the skin right there or elsewhere. It could be on the back as well. And so Ledum, L-E-D-U-M, Ledum is an excellent remedy that addresses blood poisoning that can be related to acne. Now, there's another one that will relate to digestion and acne. It's called Antimonium Crudum. And we call it in homeopathy, we call it ant crud. ant crud. Yuck. Robert, why ant crud? No, it has nothing to do with an ant. Antimonium Crudum is the full name, but it's just to shorten it. That's another one. Also, when you think about liver, you think about digestion, you think about poisoning. Arsenicum album can affect skin. So the homeopathic remedy for arsenic is another great remedy. But it sounds like in this severe scenario, a very severe scenario in this girl at 19, that I would also consider the use of a homeopathic remedy known as sulfur iodatum. Again, a lot of these, maybe even all of them, are included in the homeopathic complex remedy from King Bio. So these are some good things to consider. Obviously, obvious to me, maybe not obvious to everybody else, but new listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show, remember, when we're dealing with scarring, we're dealing with the homeopathic remedy known as Cilicia. Cilicia, which is the homeopathic form of silica, which we would want to take internally, like the Alta Health products. We would get that from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. Increase your intake of silica, which is always considered skin, hair, nails, but it's more than that. As you know, on this show, we talk about it. But in this case, for acne, have her bring up about 5,000 milligrams even of the silicea for every day for a couple of weeks to really load the silica in there, and that you will preclude a lot of the scarring potential, as well as using the silver, which eliminates the scarring potential altogether. Now, if I haven't beaten acne down yet, I'm going to transition here, because we want to go into the lung issue I promised, and I want to transition to that too. Did I leave an acne stone unturned? If I did, I apologize. We can always cover it later, Don. What do you think?
No, I think we covered it really well. You know, lots of good suggestions there. I like it.
All right. So this issue of COPD, right? We talk about chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Pulmonary indicates the lung. COPD is on the rise. And this is a lung issue, but I go back and I go deeper to liver and intestinal issues. Again, we see compensatory action. Certainly can be triggered, those that smoke, those that are exposed to a lot of airborne particulate and pollutants as well. All of these things can help trigger the COPD episode, which is very scary. And Don, we were just talking because we knew we were going to cover this lung issue. And you were telling me, I wasn't aware of this, that you nearly drowned as a child. And I'm thinking, there's a lot of fear associated with not breathing. Have you ever been choking? You know what I'm talking about. That must have been a scary scenario for you. What happened?
Well, I was probably about 10 or 11 years old, and I was a kid and went swimming at a local, it was like a man-made swimming lagoon at the time. It's not there anymore.
Was it like a rock quarry or something?
No, it was kind of a park where they had built this swimming lagoon where kids could go swimming. And I was wandering around, didn't know how to swim, had never learned how to swim, was wandering around, missed the little warning buoy that, you know, says, do not go past here, and ended up going into the deep end and didn't know how to swim, and I nearly drowned. I was very lucky that somebody happened to see me flailing my arms in the water, and they went out and rescued me. And it's, yeah, it kind of messed me up. I kind of have a thing about water now.
So when we're together at a pool party, I will not push you into the deep end.
Probably not a good idea, no.
All right.
You'll probably go in with me, but...
I'm sure. Yeah. I'll have to rescue you. You know, I was a lifeguard years ago, so...
Yeah, it was scary. I mean, you know, if anybody's ever experienced a near drowning, it will mess with your head. And so it is kind of a phobia that I've had since then.
But, well, I think, and the reason I bring that up is because there is such fear and emotionality, and rightfully so, associated with the act of not being able to breathe. I mean, it's one of the scariest things ever to suffocate. And so with COPD, there's a lot of fear, just as it is with asthma. For people that have become dependent, for instance, on inhalers, right, the albuterols and such, some banned, some not, and why we've also spent a lot of time with the Healing Revolution talking about the ways we can reduce our reliance on those medicines, the steroids as well, that are dealing with the ability or inability to breathe. And so there's a story here that brings this up. Self-managing COPD might pose risks, according to the study. So what are they saying here? Are they saying, we don't want you to have information, we shouldn't teach you anything? I mean, I'm wondering if I should just censor myself here based on this article, which is coming off of the Yahoo News brief.
Yeah, it was interesting when I read this, because it's kind of a bizarre thing. You would think that people that are self-managing their COPD, I mean, this is something we would recommend people do, right? I mean, you don't need to go to the doctor. There are ways to deal with this. But they actually found in this study that people with COPD were more likely to die after receiving comprehensive education and self-management tools, which doesn't make any sense. And in fact, to the doctors here, they were surprised at the results of this study because they didn't understand it either. But obviously, we would encourage people to get comprehensive education and self-management tools, although, you know, obviously the education and the tools they would get from somebody like us would be far different than probably what they're getting from the doctor.
Yeah, you know, I think that raises the point I wanted to get to, that the what they're educating them to and what they're giving them as far as self-help may not be as comprehensive or efficient or even effective or maybe even right compared to what we would look at it, the body holistically, and understand triggers that they don't get. Because they're all about, let's be honest, suppression. And I understand and I acknowledge this, that when you're dealing with somebody in the throes of an asthma attack, you don't have a lot of time to fool around with certain natural meds. Now, they may work, but the point is there's a lot of fear involved. They know that certain things will immediately open up the bronchi, if you will, the air passages. Although I truly believe and have experienced the ability to address those things with natural medicine, not everybody's prepared and understands it. So we would hopefully give the caveat, and as I imagine, they would on the medical side, to say, hey, if you don't understand this, come back to me. But something is being lost in translation, and I don't know what it is because they don't spell out exactly what they're teaching people. But
well, in the process of trying to figure out why they came up with the results they did, one of the things that they came up with to try and explain it is that the threshold at which the patients will report symptoms. So in other words, if somebody has COPD, they may procrastinate. They may say, you know what, this isn't so bad. I think I'm okay. I think I can deal with this. And when in reality, it was something that was far more serious that needed to be addressed far sooner than when they decided to go to the doctor. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things in there. You know, they say that, you know, there's a lot of fear and denial in patients, that a lot of people with COPD smoke, which can complicate things. But it's hard for a doctor to know ahead of time when a patient eventually ends up coming in, how far it's gone, you know, how bad the situation is. And so at the end of the article, basically, they just say, look, if you have any symptom, come in to me and let me figure out what's wrong with you so that I can take care of the problem. Because when you have COPD, you can get very sick very quickly, and they don't even want you to wait for even a day. So,
all right.
I don't know. It's an interesting situation. You know, right. I mean, what do you do? Do you listen to your own body and try and diagnose yourself? Or is COPD something that is so serious that you cannot take those types of chances, and you do have to be in a management type situation with a healthcare provider?
Well, remember, disease management, you spelled it out just right. So, no pun intended, we're going to take a breather. to talk more about COPD on the other side of this break. In fact, we are going to tell you some amazing natural medicines. Some of it'll be a review for my longtime listeners, but all the new listeners, and we've got plenty of them. We want them plugged into their options. Know your options, so to speak. And then you will be able to walk and navigate life much more efficiently, effectively, and much more safely, I might add. The kind of information we give you will help you to do that, unlike what they're saying of the COPD. Also, some news about acupuncture related to this as well.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files and listen on your phone or personal computer. And when you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Now, I was just thinking on the break, Super Don, about your drowning, near drowning experience. I was like, what a world would be like without you. There wouldn't be a Robert Scott Bell show like this without a Super Don.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yes. It would have altered the space-time continuum,
I think,
in some ways.
The trajectory of Earth as we know it would have been altered irreparably. So thank God the lifeguard was there and you were watched over enough that you made it through the drowning. But you would understand the reason I wanted you to share that, of course, is to acknowledge the fear associated, as you felt firsthand, anybody that's there. I've had a choking experience as well. In fact, my choking experience. Did I ever share my choking experience?
I don't know. I don't think so.
When I was in sixth grade, and we had like felt. You know, remember you could play with felt and stuff. And I don't know what I was doing. I was playing. I put the felt up to my, like I had a mustache, a felt mustache, and started joking about something probably not really good. and I started laughing, and it sucked the felt right into my throat, into my lungs, almost right at the air pipe. And wow. I started gasping for air, coughing, and I ran out of the room coughing and choking to find the science teacher the next room over or something, and she patted me on the back from what I remember. But I remember passing out at this experience. And I don't know if I've talked about this, but I had what's known as you heard of out-of-body experiences?
Mm-hmm.
I definitely had that. Now, some people say, oh, you were just hallucinating. Your oxygen, the oxygen in your brain, the cells were firing. And I ended up in this beautiful meadow with gorgeous flowers and bees, by the way.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
bees.
But I wasn't afraid. It was the most vivid colors, mountains in the background. It was like this beautiful meadow. And I was like, wow, this is really kind of nice. And then the next thing I know, I'm being bam, bam, bam on my back. And then I start coughing and breathing again, something I never forgot. And it's one of those things that, you know, you can try and convince me that it was just my brain and hypoxia and oxygen depth creating an illusion. But it was as real as anything real is. And I experienced this since then. I don't necessarily go into yet but or now. But it's kind of an interesting phase to remember. But it was scary. But at the same time, once I got beyond it in the pass out phase, it was very peaceful. You know, talk
so
about people.
Do you have a phobia with felt now?
I am very cautious with felt now. Yes, this is true. Although going back to the history of the Mad Hatters with the mercury and the felt, right, in the hats. But yes. I didn't have that phobia because of mercury back then. That happened later. But, yeah, I am very cautious. Every time I see felt, I remember choking. So, yes, you wow. have a fear of swimming. I have a fear of felt. Anyway.
Nice. No felt mustaches for you.
Never again. No. The plastic ones that I can't breathe in, okay. Or you paint it on, okay. But if I try to get scruffy, it doesn't work for me. I have a baby face, and just it's kind of fuzzy. It's just I don't do the Marlboro Man beard like Liam.
So that you know, Robert, it's interesting talking about the COPD.
Yeah.
This apparently is quite common. Yeah, there are a lot of people that are dealing with COPD, and you know it's interesting because COPD is not—it's not like it's a disease. It's kind of like just an umbrella that covers many different possible types of conditions and stuff. So,
right.
I've never really looked into it. I think I've known a handful of people that you know were dealing with that, and usually they were walking around with the oxygen tanks and stuff like that. But yeah, I guess you know if. The doctors are worried about people self-managing and taking care of this on their own, then you know, there's a lot of people out there. They're going to read this and they're going to go, well, you know, if I've got this problem, the only thing I can do is just continue to go to my doctor and have the doctor treat me for it.
Right, but there's this bizarre story on Web Moment of Duh, right, WebMD, where they're actually acknowledging acupuncture. Can you imagine?
Wait. What?
What? Is this possible?
Acupuncture? That's hokey pokey, fooey stuff.
Hey, that's
it?
A funny way to describe acupuncture. It's hokey pokey. I like it.
Yes, there you go. Ha ha.
COPD, as you said, in a study of 68 people, some got acupuncture along with their daily medication. Of course, they always got to give them the meds for 3 months. Others got what they call sham acupuncture treatment, in which the needles did not enter the skin. Those who received the acupuncture treatment along with their daily medication for 3 months were able to walk longer without becoming breathless compared to those who got sham acupuncture equipment. Of course, this is going to raise all kinds of questions because it's supposed to – how can you put little needles in the skin and it's going to make you breathe better? I hear all the quackbusters coming out and going, what happened to WebMD? They've gone off their rocker. But this was published in the Archives of Internal Medicine. This is making mainstream news.
Wow. Very impressive. I mean, you know, acupuncture is considered a complementary or alternative treatment, as far as I understand.
So here they have this is their explanation, because remember, they're reductionists, they're materialists, they're collectivists. They say acupuncture has been shown to release chemicals that relax the lungs and dilate the airways. Nothing to do with energy, nothing to do with energy centers and opening up the flow of the nervous system, etc. The doctors of chiropractic understand this very well, and a lot of doctors of osteopathy should and would understand this, but most of the MDTs out there will just say, oh, it's just it releases chemicals, that's what's happening. No, it's more than that. And to go back into the energy, just to tick off a quackbuster, we're going to go into homeopathy again. I want to release or reveal some of the remedies I've talked about from time to time, especially for our new listeners. But before I do that, I'm going to mention the herb that was on the Dirty Dozen from Consumer Reports that they said, oh, don't ever do this. It's toxic. It's dangerous. Do you remember lobelia? We've talked about lobelia tincture.
I do.
Yeah, it's on the Dirty Dozen list. And lobelia can be utilized by taking the tincture and squeezing a dropper full of the tincture into a large glass of water and then sipping on the water over the course of a couple hours in the morning every day. And you'll see recovery of lung function. People with the chronic lung disorders like this, or even the asthma, the bronchitis, the pneumonias, and those who have been smoking and have been damaging their cilia for a long time, utilizing the lobelia tincture in this way, and we're not talking about overdosing on it, talking about putting a dropper full in water, sipping on the water. You now have a powerful tool to address this. But to go beyond that, if you want to go in full on into safety, I'm going to give you four homeopathic remedies right now. Again, mostly for the new listeners. Bear with me, my longtime Robert Scott Bell Show listeners. A lot of this is covered by a lot of the King Bio homeopathic, herbal, and combination remedies for lung issues and asthma and bronchitis, etc. So we mentioned the lobelia. Now we go into the homeopathy. We go to my first and favorite comprehensive lung remedy. It's called Antimonium Tartaricum. Ant tart. Again, we mentioned ant crude earlier, ant crud. This is an ant tart. Oh, can I have a tart? Can I have an ant on my tart? Antimonium tartaricum, the Latin name. This is a comprehensive lung remedy. Now, we deal with the coughing associated with not being able to breathe. We've got Drosera, D-R-O-S-E-R-A, and also Spongia tosta. Spongia tosta. The funny thing about that, it's a toasted sea sponge. And it's not a toasted pastry like a Pop-Tart. It's toasted sponge. It's a spongy tosta. And then my favorite, which is a comprehensive remedy that addresses liver congestion and lung function and coughing all together now. All together now. Let's sing it. Bryonia alba, wild common hops. Now, use it to make beer, probably the cultivated version. But in this case, the hops in a homeopathic form, Bryonia, able to help your lungs and liver at the same time. And if you thought that was all I was going to tell you, you would be wrong. You would be right if you had said, hey, Robert, why aren't you mentioning nebulizing silver hydrosol?
I was wondering about that.
Yeah, I felt that from you, Don, and probably others. Not. Hey, when are you going to mention that? Well, listen, we don't have approval by the FDA to say anything about it, so I don't think I'll say anything about it. Because we always look to the FDA to direct us and tell us what we can and can't say. Our wise overlords in the bureaucratic oligarchy, right, Don?
Yes. No, yeah, I believe that.
You do? No, of course not.
No,
we're going to tell
I've
you
done
about
that before, actually.
Silver hydrosol.
I have nebulized the silver hydrosol one time when I thought I was coming down with pneumonia.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it worked, did it not?
It did. Absolutely.
And I remember Joe from Abilene?
Mm-hmm.
Or a long time listener.
Oh, good old Joe. We haven't heard from Joe in quite a while.
Well, he's not as active on the web, but Joe's a good guy. And he's a Vietnam era veteran, and he had overcome a full year of serious pneumonia. That every antibiotic that the VA could throw at him, including the most expensive on the planet, didn't work. And he nebulized the silver hydrosol in 24 hours, recovered. So this is something I've done with my children. We've done at home. Every household should have a nebulizer. And if you require a prescription in your state, just go online. Just search the word nebulizer, Omron, O-M-R-O-N. You can get them at home. They're not that expensive. And then if you need it, you have it. All right? There you go. And nothing we've said supersedes any of the medicines your doctor's telling you to do, because we're not here to replace your doctor. That's for you to decide. The freedom to heal is yours. The power to heal is yours. But that's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, to get all the information not allowed, not uttered, not discussed, unapproved of by government agencies who would like you to remain slaves to the pharmaceutical industrial complex.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. products. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
These days, entrepreneurship is everywhere. It's all around us. From food and beverage to restaurants to natural supplements and wellness products, electronics, internet, and high tech. If you own a business or want to start your own, then you need advice from the experts at Underground Marketing Company. Underground Marketing has clients from all over the world, a proven track record of success. For more info, please visit UGOCGM.com. UGOCGM.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City and live streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Since I'm still hungry here, we're almost done with today's Robert Scott Bell Show broadcast, and that's all right, man. I got to go rescue some turtles tomorrow, so I may not be here. We might have to have a best of until I'm back Friday for the Healing Revolution. I'm not kidding. We're going to do some turtle rescue anyway with my son. Very cool. But I'm hungry. Not for turtles. No, not for turtles. What is it I'm hungry for? I don't know, but I know Doyle Redland's got a breaking news update relating to food. So, Super Don, go ahead and run that.
It's the Onion Radio News. Denny's introduces just a humongous bucket of eggs and meat. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Celebrating its 42nd Denny-versary, the Denny's restaurant franchise announced a major addition to its menu today. Just a humongous bucket of eggs and meat. Don Turnby, a longtime Denny's customer, reacted positively to this enormous pail of food.
Oh, it's really good. I like eggs and meat a lot. So I guess it makes sense that I would like a lot of eggs and meat.
When asked if he would order just a humongous bucket of eggs and meat again at Denny's, Turnby said he would have to wait and see how the whole thing sits with him later. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Do you think they're taking the primal diet a little far there, Denny?
You know, I was just thinking about that. Isn't that kind of paleo? Isn't that
it
kind
is.
Of
we got to talk to
Steve Cooksey type take on his diet?
Yes. Yeah, maybe Steve wants a bucket of eggs and meat. I don't know.
I guess it would depend on what kind of meat it was.
Yeah, exactly. Depends
or the
on
eggs, I guess.
Also, yeah, we don't want a plate of. Yeah. Actually, green eggs are good. I found these Amish eggs that
oh,
are actually.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm not.
Are you getting all Dr. Seuss on me now?
I'm getting
or
real life Dr. Seuss. Green eggs. My dear friends at BM Organics, they introduced me, said, you got to try these green eggs. Now, when you crack them open, no, they're not green, but the shell itself is greenish tinted, and it's not an Easter egg. It's for real. And whatever it is, man, rich color in the yolk, the best eggs. Awesome stuff. So,
all right. So, why are they green, though?
I didn't ask them why they're green shell. Probably they're eating some certain minerals that are greening them.
Are they from chickens?
Yeah, regular chicken eggs.
Yeah. Green eggs?
I'll take a picture of them one day. They're awesome. And they're right. So anyway, it's not a. I didn't eat a bucket of meat and eggs, but
yeah, a bucket of green eggs.
I tell you, Denny's is really jumping on the trend, though, aren't they? A bucket of green, whatever eggs and meat.
Right.
You know what other trending? I was thinking back. We were listening, going back in time. You were 10 or 11 when you drowned. I was in the sixth grade when I nearly choked to death. And I'm thinking back. Let's go back to the high school years. You remember prom, junior, senior prom?
Absolutely. In fact, I've got kids that are doing that. In fact, my son just went to his prom. He's actually graduating this year. Can you believe that? I've got a graduating kid again.
Unbelievable. You are just like my hero. How do you do it? I don't know. I call you for advice all the time before my kids get there. But do you remember? I remember they said, well, don't spike the punch, right? We don't want to put alcohol in the punch. Those were the kind of pronouncements about behavior. Who would have ever thought it would come to this? Now, 21st century medical mafia trying to tell these high school students what should they not do on prom night or heading toward the prom. Can you imagine one of the things they would tell them?
I believe they do not want them to tan.
Yeah. This is a story that I would have never predicted. As much as I know the dunderheads in modern medicine, they've fully engulfed all educational indoctrination, and now they don't want your teenagers to get tan before they go to the prom.
You know, and here's the thing. I mean, there are a lot of girls I know that that's what they want to do. You know, this is what they do. They go and get tan before they go to something, you know, some type of an event where they're going to have pictures taken or they want to look nice. So they go and they tan before they go to the prom. But apparently the Maynard High School in Maynard, Massachusetts, has made them actually sign a pledge not to tan before this year's prom.
You know, I would make them sign a pledge to read Michael Hollick's The UV Advantage before they make stupid pledges like this out there. I mean, it used to be like pledges of chastity. I promise to keep my prom dress on, right? I mean, you know, reasonable things. The kids, you don't want to get them in trouble. And, of course, don't drink to excess or not at all based on the so-called ages. But we know what goes on there. And yet, think about this. We talked with Doc Harmony earlier in the show today about the issue of depression and addiction. And we talked about the scientific journal publishing that it's good to go for a walk in the park for your mental balance and to address issues like depression. Tell me, Super Don, are you more likely to drink heavily when you're happy or when you're depressed?
Yeah, I think that's an easy question.
Yeah, can't we help these kids to get a little tan before the prom? Wouldn't that be beneficial? I think it would. Now, we're not talking about this woman. Remember, we saw this picture of this woman that's addicted to tanning. I think she needs some iboga from Costa Rica, but that's not where we're going. This idea of don't tan before the prom is completely...
Yeah. Well, I need to correct myself. It wasn't actually the school that was saying this, but there was a high school senior at the high school that put on this pledge and convinced everyone to flaunt their pale skin at the prom instead. And you know, obviously this kid, for whatever reason, has decided to champion the idea that if you go and get tan, that you're going to end up getting cancer. You know, and obviously, like you were saying, I mean, there are people that take this to, you know, excessive levels, like the lady you were talking about. That lady's scary. She's scary as heck. Yeah. She's orange. She's more orange than Boehner is. But
there are other mental problems there. Reminds me of the old lady in that. What was that? There's Something About Mary. I think they had a super orange tanned old lady in that movie. But this is in real life. Yeah. The misplacement of this is just ridiculous because it's promoting basically an agenda by the Dermatological Association to promote cancer by avoiding the sunshine. And I know that they don't want people to excessively utilize these tanning beds. And look, we can be reasonable and discuss that issue. But there's no tanning pledge. Come on, man. Which was a bunch of wussies. Now, wrapping up today's show, I did want to talk about the malaria issue because there's a story out of Reuters, Yahoo News is covering it. Insecticide resistance threatens malaria fight. No, it doesn't. What threatens the malaria fight is the fact that they only want to do insecticides, DDT and the like, to get rid of malaria, whereas we would either A, drain the still water areas, the swampy areas that promote mosquito infestation, or if that's not good for the environment, then we will utilize things like Cinchona officinalis or China the homeopathic medicine, the first medicine that Dr. Samuel Hahnemann acknowledged as a treatment, a reversal for the fevers associated with malaria that could kill you. And not only that, the founders, the guy that developed Sovereign Silver, right, the silver hydrosol, he and his wife moved to the middle of the South Pacific, Vanuatu, to live an organic vegan life away from civilization in the forest, in the jungle. And they have had malaria 6 or 7 times, and they've treated it successfully with their own silver without resorting to pesticides or toxic medications. So don't tell me there are not natural ways to address malaria. There are. But the global fight on malaria is not a global fight on malaria, Bill Gates. It's a global promotion for the insecticide, pesticide, pharmaceutical side industry, pharmacide basically, to completely negate and ignore all the natural options there are for malaria and other diseases. And with that, I wrap up the show and bid you adieu until either tomorrow or the Healing Revolution on Friday, because this is where we acknowledge the things that are unacknowledgeable by the old media. But not here, not now, not ever. This is the place where I simply remind you. By the way, thanks again to Doc Harmony, Super Don, and all of you listening in. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being, and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com.
Scott Bell Show.